Sermon 181. What loss did our brothers, whose blood was shed in Siphene, suffer by not being alive today? Only that they are not suffering choking on swallowings, and not drinking turbid water. By Allah, surely they have met Allah, and He has bestowed upon them their rewards, and He has lodged them in safe houses after their having suffered fear. Where are my brethren who took the right path and trod in rightness? Where is Ammar? Where is Ibn Tayyahan? Where is Dhu Shahadatain? And where are others like them from among their comrades who had pledged themselves to death and whose severed heads were taken to the wicked enemy? Then Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali wiped his hand over his auspicious, honored beard and wept for a long time. He then continued, "O my brothers, who recited the Qur'an and strengthened it, thought over their obligation and fulfilled it, revived the sunnah and destroyed innovation. When they were called to jihad, they responded and trusted in their leader, then followed him. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali shouted at the top of his voice, 'Al-Jihad! Al-Jihad! O creatures of Allah, by Allah, I am mobilizing the army today. He who desires to proceed towards Allah should come forward.'" Nawf says, "Then Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali put his son Hussein over a force of 10,000, Qais ibn Sa'd over 10,000, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari over 10,000, and others over different numbers, intending to return to Siphene. But Friday did not appear again, and the accursed Ibn Muljam killed him. Consequently, the armies came back and were left like sheep who had lost their shepherd, while wolves were snatching them away from all sides."